Being frank. It wasn't easy, being frank. That's what everybody called him, when they weren't calling him a dirty old tramp, or a scrounger, or a layabout. Frank, they called him. Only the people at the hostel and at the Social Security bothered with his full name. Francis Rossetti Hislop. Rossetti, he seemed to remember, not after the painter, but after his sister, the poet, Christina. Most often, a person in authority, would read that name from the piece of paper they were holding and then look up at Frank, not quite in disbelief, but certainly wondering how he'd come so low. He couldn't tell them that he was climbing higher all the time, that he preferred to live out of doors, that his face was weather-beaten, not dirty, that a plastic bag was a convenient place to keep his possessions. He just nodded and shuffled his feet instead, the shuffle which had become his trademark. "Here he comes," his companions would cry. "Here comes the shuffler." Alias Frank, alias Francis Rossetti Hislop. He spent much of the spring and autumn in Edinburgh. Some said he was mad, leaving in the summer months. That, after all, was when the pickings were richest. But he didn't like to bother the tourists, and besides, summer was for travelling. He usually walked north, through Fife and into Kinross or Perthshire, setting up camp by the side of a loch or up in the hills. And, when he got bored, he'd move on. He was seldom moved on by gamekeepers or the police. Some of them he knew of old, of course, but others he encountered seemed to regard him more and more as some rare species, or, as one had actually said, a national monument. It was true, of course. Tramp meant to walk, and that's what tramps used to do. The term gentleman of the road used to be accurate, but the tramp was being replaced by the beggar, young, fit men who didn't move from the city and who were unrelenting in their search for spare change. That had never been Frank's way.